Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather remains warm. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem and Haifa see a mix of sun and clouds. Tonight, temperatures will remain mild, making for a pleasant evening outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel has launched significant attacks in southern Lebanon. This comes as the United States continues its diplomatic efforts with Iran. Also, Walla reports that Iran has set up secret cells in Iraq. These cells aim to target Gulf states, adding another layer to ongoing regional tensions. Also this hour, JNS covers comments made by National Security Minister Ben-Gvir. He has called for a forceful response after a deadly Hezbollah attack killed 4 Israeli soldiers. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reveals insights from an Israeli Air Force colonel. He states that Hezbollah leader Nasrallah has not been confined to bunkers, suggesting a strategic repositioning. And finally, Axios shares an interview with former President Trump. He discusses his vision of power in historical terms, highlighting a strongman approach to leadership. From X, the latest. I24N, EWS English, reported just minutes ago that the IDF has struck over 80 Hezbollah targets. This includes command centers and operatives in response to recent attacks. Middle East 24 shared that the IDF hit Hezbollah infrastructure in Bekwa Valley. This was in response to the deadly attack on Israeli troops earlier today. Al Arabiya English confirmed that Israel's military struck Hezbollah targets in eastern Lebanon. This follows an attack that resulted in the deaths of 4 Israeli soldiers. Let's go deeper. Starting with Israel's military response in southern Lebanon, Ynet detailed that the IDF launched these strikes following increased tensions over the U.S.-Iran deal. The attacks aimed to dismantle Hezbollah's military capacities. The situation remains tense as Israeli families question the mission's objectives. Turning to Iran's activities in Iraq, according to Walla, Iran's Revolutionary Guards have formed elite forces there. These cells are tasked with executing drone strikes against Gulf states. This development could escalate regional instability, affecting diplomatic relations and security dynamics. Meanwhile, the recent Hezbollah attack has prompted calls for retaliation. JNS reports that National Security Minister Ben-Gvir is pushing for a sweeping response after 4 soldiers were killed. This incident adds pressure on Israeli defense strategies, with potential implications for broader military engagements. Separately, insights from the Jerusalem Post suggest that Hezbollah's Nasrallah has not been entirely underground. An Israeli Air Force colonel detailed that Nasrallah's movements might indicate a shift in Hezbollah's strategy. This revelation could impact future military planning by Israel. And finally, Axios's piece on Trump's leadership philosophy offers a broader context on global leadership trends. His perspective might influence political discourse and policymaking, especially in regions experiencing leadership transitions. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel is taking steps to boost innovation in its universities. The Finance Ministry has announced reforms to address declining startup creation from academia. Separately, Walla Business highlights a decrease in the number of Israelis choosing to emigrate. National insurance data shows fewer requests to seize residency compared to previous years. And finally, Ynet Business covers the recent Teammates Summit in Georgia. The event focused on AI's impact on cybersecurity, gathering leaders from major tech companies, including Israeli firms. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.